MSO New Sports, giving voice to the North Shore. Powered by Taparo Capital Management. This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined today by our baseball insider, Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome.
Happy to be back once again, Bill, as spring training is officially rolling and underway.
All right, Andy, what do you have for us today? What's the breaking news with the Red Sox?
Well, the spring training schedule continued yesterday in West Palm Beach for a road matchup for the Sox. They lose to the Washington Nationals 4-3. Red Sox now 4-2-1 in the preseason. This afternoon, the Sox head back to JetBlue Park in Fort Myers hosting the Tigers. First pitch, 105, and you can catch the game on AM 850.
Not on 93.7. All right, there, fair enough. We've got to talk about that Patriots number 3 draft pick all day, probably. Yeah,
that'll be the programming for sure.
That's all right. That's fine. All right, really some sad news rocking the Red Sox yet again yesterday.
Yes, definitely, Bill. Stacy Wakefield, the widow of Red Sox Hall of Famer Tim Wakefield, passed away yesterday at the age of 53 from cancer. Her death comes just 5 months after Tim lost his battle with brain cancer. Stacy leaves behind the couple's 2 children.
Yeah, it's very sad. Not much you can say about it, but man, that's just a horrible, horrible story that came out yesterday. All right, Andy, other Red Sox player news that you have for us this week?
Well, third baseman Rafael Devers, the star of the team last week, said that leadership needs to make adjustments to help the players, adding that everyone knows what this team needs to be in a better position to win. I don't see any changes being made, but at least Rafael is speaking out.
What do they need to win, Andy? What do you know what they need to win?
How much time do we have, Bill? That's the question.
Yes, we probably don't have enough time for that. All right. But there are some other player news notes, right?
Yeah, the Sox did sign former All-Star closer Liam Hendricks to a 2-year, $10 million contract since we last spoke. Hendricks recovering from Tommy John surgery, hopes to be ready to pitch by the end of the season, if at all. Hendricks survived stage 4 non-Hodgkin lymphoma back in 2022 as a member of the White Sox.
All right. Go ahead, Andy.
Other news involving some transactions. The Sox traded pitcher John Schreiber to the Royals for a prospect. The Sox also signing former Brewers reliever Jason Alexander, no, not the one from Seinfeld, to a minor league contract.
who's a remarkably good singer, too, I've learned in the last few years. I didn't realize that for years. Yeah, there you go. Not my style, necessarily, but he can do it. He can sing. All right, but maybe this guy can't either. All right, tickets. I mean, and you're not really giving folks a reason to rush out to get tickets, but they are now on sale, right, for the season?
Oh, they certainly are if you want to go out and spend some money. Tickets for opening day through July 31st, now on sale at the box office at Fenway or by logging on to RedSox.com. Sox opening the season this year with a 10-game West Coast road trip. Opening day is March 28th against the Mariners. Opening day at Fenway, April 9th against the Orioles.
So this ticket policy, I think we talked about this before, but if I wanted to just go out and buy tickets for August, I can't do that now, but I'm thinking that if I were a season ticket holder, I would have my tickets for the whole year, right?
Well, yes, if you're a season ticket holder, you do have your tickets, and I'm sure if you go on the secondary market, like a StubHub type of website, you probably can find tickets, obviously, for later in the season. But if you want to just buy tickets straight from the Red Sox, you can only buy tickets through July 31st.
I don't know. I don't understand that one at all. But that's just me.
That's what the Red Sox are up to, but that's what's going on.
Yeah, there you go. It seems like a possible sale that you could have made, but you don't make. Whatever. All right. Other Red Sox, not Red Sox news, but what do you have from around Major League Baseball?
Well, former Red Sox shortstop Xander Bogaerts, the Padres, he'll be the team's second baseman this season. So Xander changing positions after his first year with his new team. So we'll have to see how that progresses for Xander down the road.
Any other notes, Andy, from MLB?
Yeah, the Cubs re-signed free agent outfielder and former National League MVP Cody Bellinger to a 3-year, $80 million contract. Giants have added a proven slugger to their roster, signing outfielder Jorge Soler to a 3-year, $42 million contract last year with the Marlins. Soler hit 36 home runs. Dodgers have re-signed former Red Sox utility man Kike Hernandez to a 1-year, $4 million deal. Former Red Sox closer Matt Barnes signed a minor league deal with the Nationals. The Giants signed former Red Sox third baseman Pablo Sandoval to a minor league contract. The Panda is still out there. Former Red Sox infielder Yu Chang has signed a minor league contract with the Rays.
All right. What kind of year did Kiki Hernandez have last year? I mean, how is he doing?
He obviously splitting time between the Red Sox and the Dodgers last year. He was traded at the trade deadline. He was just a utility type player last year. Didn't have any major impact with either team, but he's a good guy to have around in case of injuries. He can play a bunch of different positions. So obviously on a star-studded team like the Dodgers, a good guy to have around.
Yeah, absolutely. Seems like a nice guy. Other notes, Andy?
Well, former Red Sox first baseman and four-time Gold Glove winner Eric Hosmer announced his retirement after a 13-year career. Hosmer played in 14 games for the Red Sox back in 2022.
All right. And news, other news from MLB, Andy?
Commissioner Rob Manfred announced he'll retire at the end of his current contract that runs through the year 2029. And Major League Baseball is dealing with a growing list of complaints about the controversy of see-through uniform pants, hoping changes could be made by opening day. The Nike-generated Fanatics-produced uniforms have been dubbed as performance jerseys by Commissioner Rob Manfred, and they were used at last year's All-Star Game, but it's causing quite a buzz around Major League Baseball.
All right, Andy. Some news from the state of Illinois, I understand. You can close us out with that, right?
Yes, Governor J.B. Pritzker says that he's reluctant to provide public money for a new $1.2 billion White Sox stadium in Chicago's South Loop. He would prefer if the proposed venue was built privately, adding that he would only offer state funding for the project if he's assured taxpayers would see a long-term benefit. The mayor has yet to meet with developers or White Sox owner Jerry Reinsdorf.
All right. Wow. All right. Well, Andy, in these preseason games, have you seen anything that worth reporting on other than the scores and notes? This is the time where, not all the stars are always playing every day.
Yeah, really not much to be said in these games. A lot of minor leaguers contributing, in the lineup and on the mound. Your star players really haven't done a whole heck of a lot to get things going. They're not playing that much. They're only playing a few innings and then getting replaced. So really can't look too into the scores, obviously, with their spring training games anyways. But any performances so far, some of the Red Sox big names haven't even played yet, like Tristan Casas. He's been held out. He was dealing with flu-like symptoms, so other players coming back slowly from injuries from last year. So things should start ramping up as the spring training rolls into March, and we'll start to see the regulars playing a lot more and try to assess just what is going on down in Fort Myers.
Well, it's not March yet, but we're very close. We can see it in the future here on Friday. So
just around the corner.
It is, just ahead. All right, Andy, we'll talk soon, and thanks for this update.
We'll be back. Looking forward to it.
All right, baseball insider Andy Carboni with us here on MSONewsSports.com. Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.